This is Vermont Edition. I'm Nina Keck. Monarch butterflies, in addition to their gorgeous and striking wing patterns, are known for epic migrations. They travel thousands of miles every year. During the winters, they cluster by the millions in the forests of Mexico. Then they fly north into the U.S. and Canada. Impressive? Absolutely, but it makes it difficult to protect monarchs because there's no one single habitat to preserve. So there has to be collaboration. Peggy Farbaugh is a Vermont business owner who is trying to create the kind of collaboration that will protect monarchs. And she joins us now to talk more about her efforts. Peggy, welcome to Vermont Edition.
Thank you. It's great to be here, Nina.
So you're the founder and CEO of Vermont Woods Studios. That's a sustainable furniture company based in Vernon. And I'm wondering, as someone who's busy running a company, how did you get involved in protecting monarch butterflies?
Well, forest conservation is part of our mission as a wood furniture company. So it's very important to us. We've done a number of different forest conservation projects over the years. And when we heard about Jose Luis Alvarez, who was trying to reforest the monarch's habitat in Mexico, I reached out to him and I went down to see his work in Mexico in March of this year, and it's pretty phenomenal. The monarch's habitat has shrunk from, they measured about 20 hectares in the early 90s, and now it's down to just about 2 hectares.
Wow.
So we felt it was really important to support Jose Luis's reforestation work.
And so how did you come to meet him, did you say?
I did research on him. I saw a video of him online with Dr. Lincoln Brower, who is the preeminent monarch scientist. And they were standing in the middle of a forest in Mexico surrounded by hundreds of millions of butterflies. And I was so moved by it. And they were saying how endangered the monarch is and how necessary it is to conserve their habitat. So I tracked him down.
So you reached out?
I reached out. And he actually runs tours of the monarch's overwintering habitat. So I called him, and he set up a tour for me.
So you went down to this part of Mexico. It's in the western, central part of the country.
Right.
And you saw where the monarch butterflies travel to. And you, as you mentioned, their forest land has really shrunk. What was it like? I think they go down there by the tens of millions.
It was incredible. So the monarchs that you see here, and we're not seeing very many right now because their milkweed habitat here is shrinking. And we've been working on replenishing that too. But it's just an incredible experience to be in this sort of sacred forest with all these millions of butterflies around you.
Oh, I can't even imagine that. Must be wonderful. So you reached out to Jose Luis Alvarez. You found out that there was a big problem, and you thought, how did you start to work with him to figure out a way to collaborate so that you've got a U.S. and a Mexican activist
right.
working together?
Right. Well, the monarch butterfly is like a symbol of conservation for all of North America because Canada is monarch territory, as is the U.S., as is Mexico. So I wanted to support and collaborate. I wanted to have a joint venture with someone from all three countries. So I have – my business is a small business, so I wanted to find other small businesses that you know, we're on the same scale as I am. So I found that Jose really needed the help. His goal is to plant 1 million trees to replenish the monarch habitat every year, 1 million trees every year. And he gets donations. He gets 50 cents per tree. So my mission is to help him raise $500,000 to do his planting.
So it's a fundraising effort mostly to protect their habitat in Mexico, but to make
right.
people in the United States and Canada more aware of that.
Absolutely. And you've had Francois Simard on your show before, too. So he is he's a chemical engineer from Quebec, and he has a company called Encore 3. He's encouraging Vermont farmers to plant milkweed commercially. And then they don't harvest the milkweed until after the monarch butterflies have used it and have flown south for the winter.
And Francois Simard, just to elaborate for listeners, he is taking that milkweed that he's buying commercially and using it? What are the products he's using it for? It's pretty fascinating.
Yes, it is. So he takes the fibers. People who like monarchs probably have seen the milkweed pods. They explode into these beautiful white silky fibers. They're often called American silk. So he takes that fiber and he uses it as a down substitute in clothing. And he let me wear a parka that his company had made that actually went on expedition to Mount Everest.
Well, on your Burlington stop for your tour today, you'll also be joined by Francois Simard. And I'm just wondering, what are you going to be talking about today when you bring this topic up?
Sure. Habitat restoration in all three countries is the main topic. So a lot of people in Vermont are interested in what they can do in their garden to help the monarch. So we're bringing milkweed seeds, and we're encouraging people to share their knowledge back and forth about pollinator gardens and milkweed. And then we're trying to give, we're trying to encourage farmers to consider looking at milkweed as a commercial crop. And then we're also looking for people to donate to Forests for Monarchs. That's Jose Luis's nonprofit organization.
And just briefly, we've been talking about the plight of the monarch butterfly for a couple of years now, and I know people are worried. How are the monarch populations doing? You mentioned their habitat in Mexico has really shrunk.
Right.
But is it still getting worse, or is it?
Yeah, it's terrible. It's scary. The monarchs started to make a comeback last year, and they kind of almost doubled their population. They measure their population by how many hectares they occupy, because they can't count monarch by monarch. So they did great last year, but in March of this year, there was a terrible ice and snowstorm, and it was about a 50% mortality rate. So they're in trouble.
Peggy, thanks very much for coming in today.
Thank you, Nina. It was a pleasure.
Peggy Farabaugh is the founder and CEO of Vermont Wood Studios, a sustainable furniture company based in Vernon. She, Jose Luis Alvarez, and Francois Simard are speaking about their Save the Monarch tour at the Echo Leahy Center for Lake Champlain in Burlington today at 3 p.m.